is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. A U.S. federal judge has sentenced a Russian gun rights proponent to 18 months in prison for conspiring with a senior Russian official to infiltrate the National Rifle Association and influence U.S. conservative activists and Republican politicians to benefit the Kremlin. Maria Butina will get credit for the 9 months she's already served, but will be deported immediately after her sentence ends. Her attorney, Robert Driscoll, disagreed with the sentence, saying that current U.S. politics played a role in the judge's decision.
I think we have overall a good process in this country. I don't think she's in jail solely because of politics, but I think anyone who thinks that someone who wasn't Russian would be in this situation is fooling themselves.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr has said Butina should be deported to Russia without serving her sentence. Thousands of guards deployed across Sri Lanka at places of worship Friday as Muslims answered the call to prayer, less than a week after the deadly Easter Sunday explosions blamed on Muslim extremists. Security forces combed the country, tracking down what they say are dozens of local militants with links to the Islamic State terror group, which claimed responsibility for the attacks. The Archbishop of Colombo told reporters Friday there will be no Sunday masses anywhere on the island. The U.S. Embassy in Colombo has advised people to avoid places of worship in Sri Lanka, citing reports that additional attacks may occur. A number of countries have issued travel warnings following threats of further attacks. Powerful Cyclone Kevin smashed into Mozambique overnight. The storm has since been downgraded as winds dropped, but heavy rains continued and are expected to last for days to come. One person is reported dead after being crushed by a falling tree. Three people were killed earlier as Kenneth swept over the island nation of Comoros. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is on his way.